got a special guest in the studio. It also makes it sunny in here as well. It's Hannah Banana Barker. We've just played you Texas and, strangely enough, Summer Sun. Now, we've got Hannah's in, and we flick a coin on a Tuesday to see who gets to ask five questions. I flicked the coin and I lost.
You loser.
So you've now got five questions to ask me, which I'm very concerned about.
All clean.
All clean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they all got to be broadcastable. Yeah. Okay, so what's your questions?
How did you get into radio?
How did I get into radio?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey. Do you know what? I've always wanted to do it ever since I was a small boy and realised that you didn't have to be the size of a pea to broadcast. Because I used to have a transistor radio, which was very small, and used to think that, you know, Dave Lee Travis and Tony Blackburn were little, tiny little peas inside the radio. And then when I found that out, I thought, oh, well, I could do that. So in about 1986, I decided to bombard radio stations with tapes of mine that I'd made up. And in 1992, I was lucky enough to get on the airwaves.
That is amazing.
Well, you see, you come along and you just get on a radio just like that. So there you are, every Tuesday.
The secret is listen to lots of radio.
You listen to lots of radio. Well, good for you. Good for you. There's lots of good radio out there, but we're best.
Yeah. Well,
what's next then?
Have you ever interviewed anyone famous?
Apart from you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, tell me some.
I'm just trying to think of who probably the most famous person of all. There's quite a few people, but some were good and some were not quite so good. I must admit, I did interview one of my heroes, have you heard of a band called Squeeze?
No.
They had hits with Call for Cats and Up the Junction. You must have heard of Up the Junction.
No.
I never thought it would happen with me and the girl from Clapham. No?
No.
All right, well, I interviewed Chris Difford, which is great. Mark King was lovely. And someone else very famous on the Isle of Wight, and is probably the most famous person I've ever interviewed, because he goes around the world, and that is Mr. Ike. Not Gareth, that's his son. Yes. I interviewed him once. David Ike.
Oh.
Sir David.
Oh.
He's an interesting man.
I thought you meant Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
No, no, we've not interviewed Bear Grylls, but Bear Grylls' mum has appeared on Vectis Radio recently.
Oh, cool.
Like, Bear Grylls' mum lives opposite James and Judy, who do the Wednesday show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, how lovely is that?
Yeah.
So, what about you? Have you interviewed anybody famous? Met anybody famous?
I met, what's his name?
What's his name?
Have you ever watched Hustle?
Have I ever watched what?
Hustle.
Hustle?
No, Hustle.
Hustle?
Yeah.
Oh, Hustle, yeah.
Yeah.
Who did you meet off there? Not that gorgeous one that looks like Kylie.
No, no, no. Her brother.
Her brother?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that was in EastEnders.
Yeah.
DeMarco, was it? DeMarco?
I don't know.
I know
but,
you mean.
I met him once and he's pretty cool.
No, Hannah, he met you. Just remember that. Yeah. He met you.
Yeah. And it was a night of his life.
A night of his life, absolutely. Absolutely. What's the next question?
What sort of films are you into?
What sort of films am I into? Yeah. I, it depends on the mood, really. When we have a... Because we don't really watch films during the week because don't get enough time. Yeah. But if we watch a film at the weekend, we always like to watch a funny film on a Friday. Mm. Cheer yourself up because it's been a long week. Mm. I do like, you know, films that make you think. I loved Sherlock this week. I know it's not a film, but it doesn't make you think.
Me too. I love Sherlock.
I think it's fabulous. Yeah. I really do. Yeah. But I love a good comedy.
Yeah. So, last night, I actually watched a film on a fire stick. collections with Tom Hardy in it.
Right.
Yeah, and it was a gangster film. Yeah. It's a true story. Yeah, and I absolutely loved it.
Tom Hardy's a good actor. Yeah. He's in a program. I don't know if you've seen any of this, Taboo on a Saturday night. Yeah. Brilliant. He's a really, really good actor.
So.
Anyway, look, we've got these questions to get through. What's next? Otherwise, we'll be here till about 11 o'clock tonight. Turn the page.
If you had the dinner party, what five films would you invite them? Why?
What five people would I invite and why?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey, that's a question and a half, isn't it? We will be here till midnight tonight now. Five people to come round for dinner. Do you know what? I'll put you on the list. Okay, so
I'm on it.
Hannah Banana Barker, you got to be there. You'll be at the other end of the table. All right, and I think we should have a chef, shouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We should have a chef.
Oh, I know. Rick Steins.
Rick, I'll tell you what, I was going to think of Rick Stein because I don't want Gordon Ramsay there turning the air blue.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll have Rick Stein there. Yeah. I've seen him cook, and he's a fairly decent cook.
Yeah.
Okay, so and then we need someone to make us laugh. So I'm a big fan of Mickey Flanagan. So Mickey Flanagan's funny.
Yeah.
So we'll have him there.
Yeah.
And someone to sing as well.
Yeah, Kylie.
Oh, no, not Kylie. The wife won't like that. The wife won't like Kylie.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, we'll have Lucy Verasami, the weather girl.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Have I got one more?
Yeah.
I think. do you know what? I can't remember. I've got to have a singer. Who would we have? Someone that could just pop out the old guitar and sing us a tune. Who do you think? I'll tell you what, I've always wanted to meet David Essex, and he's got a good voice. So we'll have David Essex doing a bit of singing while we're eating.
Okay,
That's a great dinner party, that is.
Yeah.
You'd have the time of your life, wouldn't you? And then we could all say at the end of it, they've met us, they have.
Yeah.
What's the next question then?
Okay. If you let anybody else... But not either. Where would you live and why?
That's a question. Mm. Where would I live? If I could live anywhere else. Is that the last question?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would imagine you've got to go and live somewhere that you've been. There's no point in me saying, oh, I'd love to go and live in Australia. Because I've never been. I don't know whether it would be nice there or not. I know they've got lots of snakes, and they're the most poisonous snakes, and I don't like snakes.
Snakes!
So I don't like snakes at all, so I won't be going to Australia. But one place that I've actually visited, and I thought, yeah, I could go and live there, not a problem at all, and that's Corfu. Oh. I went there about 2-3 years ago, and I had a lovely, lovely time, and it was just really, really quaint and old.
Oh, cool.
So that's where I would go, because I love to chill in the sunshine, eat, drink, listen to music, audio books.
Have a beer.
Just one. Maybe a couple. That's right. What about you? Where would you go?
I would stay in any one place.
You really like travel?
Yeah.
Traveller?
Yeah.
Hannah Banana Barker, the traveller. Where would you start off with?
Probably Spain.
Why, because it's warm?
Because I've been there before.
What part did you go to?
I prefer,
Barcelona?
No.
Real Madrid?
No.
No, these are just football teams, aren't they? See how my mind works.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there's the five questions in. Done and dusted. Yeah. And we'll flick the coin next week to see who gets to ask the questions.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Thank you for now.